Well, the latest victim of state-sponsored kidnapping of children in the dirty war in Argentina has been identified. It's thought hundreds of children were taken from parents with left-wing views and brought up by members of the military regime, which was in power between 1976 and 1983. A human rights group held a news conference a little bit earlier to make the announcement, and Ed Stocker was there. Hello, Ed.
Good morning. Hi.
It's an awful story about children being taken away from their parents and virtually brought up in a kind of opposite world as children of the military regime. Now, what's this particular story that's just come to light?
Well, that's exactly true, what you say. These children were taken from parents during the last dictatorship. These parents were often actually killed by the military junta. And then they were brought up by military families so that they wouldn't basically have the same perverse, as it was seen, left-wing views as their parents. So they were brought up with these false identities with these families and have passed many, many years sort of not knowing who they really are, what their origins are. There's basically an organisation, basically grandmothers of these children. So the parents of the people who were actually killed, who've been tirelessly searching for the truth since the end of the dictatorship in 1983. And so every so often there's a denouncement or a complaint from someone or one of these children who, of course, are now adults, doubt their true origins and go and visit a human rights organisation and maybe have a DNA test and find out the truth about what really happened. So what happened today was the revelation, I guess, of the latest person who's discovered their true identity. So the person is called Pablo Javier Hayona Miranda. He's 34 years old, and he's the 106th person to have rediscovered their true identity. Just to give some context here, it's thought about 500 children were abducted during the last military dictatorship from their parents and then brought up by these military households. So we're talking about the 106th person out of 500. So there's still a long way to go. But obviously, you know, these things happen. You know, it's not like they happen every week. For example, the last person, the 105th person, happened almost a year ago to this date. So it's been a year in between the two discoveries. So today at the press conference, which I was at earlier this morning, there was sort of a mixture of happiness because it, you know, it's a big event towards truth and justice in Argentina. But at the same time, obviously, a lot of sadness and a lot of emotion. For example, the biological uncle, the paternal uncle of Pablo Javier was there today and he made a little speech. He couldn't really say very much because, I mean, he welled up, he started to cry because, you know, this is such a big moment. He suddenly discovered that he has a nephew. And at the same time, Pablo Javier has discovered this whole new family that he never knew he had.
Exactly. When did Pablo realize that he'd been kidnapped? I mean, he wasn't brought up being told he was kidnapped, presumably.
No, his case is a little bit different. As I was saying, a lot of these people were born to sort of left-wing militants who were kidnapped and killed themselves normally. Often the children were actually born in clandestine detention centres. In Pablo Javier's case, he was actually, he was about a month old when he was abducted. He was always told that he was actually adopted, so he didn't actually grow up believing that the parents he had were his real parents. You know, the abductors were his real parents. He was told he was adopted from the north of Argentina. So that was never a case. That was never an issue, as it were. But he began to have further doubts about the story he was told as far back as 2001. So this is an ongoing story. And in 2008, he was actually told that he was the child of disappeared parents. But it wasn't until very recently, last month, that he decided to go and have a DNA test. And then the full repercussions of what had happened became clear. Because you have to understand, too, that this is a deeply disturbing thing to deal with. And for all the 106 people who've rediscovered their true identities, you know, going from believing that your parents are certain people to actually discovering that your real parents were left-wing militants or campaigners or whatever you want to call them, and were killed by the dictatorship, is a lot to deal with. So even today, Pablo Javier was not at the press conference. I think, you know, his story is being kept sort of quite quiet at the moment, as in we have certain details, but more will emerge over the next few months because, I guess, it's such a sensitive and difficult issue. You know, we're talking 35 years since the dictatorship. These cases are continuing to appear. It's like this I guess, this open wound in Argentinian society. It's very, very complex and hard to deal with.
Ed Stocker, very many thanks. Ed joined us from Argentina.